he used the end of it, but whatever.
Yes. Of course, it was a real long boat, so you might say it didn't just go part way across the bed, it went.
Well, just what you mean, just.
If it was, you know, it was a long boat, you might say it didn't just go part way across the bed and went.
Right, yeah. One go from across called a boat. Of course, doing part way, it's just called a filler. Another march of coil from beam and their dyed faces.
Yeah.
Bean patches. Of course, cotton won't do that. It's cotton's a dry weather plant.
Yeah.
And hot weather plant, too.
Well, talking about things that you put on your bed, sometimes in winter to keep warm, you might put one of these across your bed. It's a kind of a heavy cover, you know, or sometimes you can make it out of sewing together different sections of cloth, different pieces of cloth, you know. What did you call it?
Quilt.
That? That's a quilt.
Quilt.
And what about if you had some children over for company? You might put down one of these on the floor, kind of a temporary place for them to sleep. What would you call that?
You'd call it a pallet.
That's a pallet?
Yeah, a pallet. Put down a pallet.
What about talking about growing things? You might say that you expect to get a good crop this year because the soil's real, you know what I'm talking about? The soil is real,
moisture, or more moist than usual, or maybe looser, or something like that.
Or you got maybe real fertile soil?
Oh yeah, right.
Is there any special words that you use to describe real good soil?
Oh, we call it richer soil. See, that's a richer soil I hear, you know, kids right up there, you know, or something like that. Maybe this field a richer soil than that is right over yonder.
And what about soil that's not very good, that won't grow much? Just call that
sorry. Sorry soil, or light land, call it light land.
Light land?
Yeah.
Well, what about land that's real good for farming things? Has real rich soil in it. It might have been, I don't know, covered by water at some time, and then after the water drains off, you could use it for planting things. What kind of land would you call that?
Well, I don't know what you call it. Come over that again, let me see if I get into that.
Well, just any kind of land that's real rich, you know, and it grows just about anything. Just say you had a lot of good, would you call that bottom land maybe?
Yeah, you call that more dependable land or something like that. If, say if it's something, you know, you wouldn't, even if it was a little ups and downs, well, you still know you're going to make a go of it, well, you'd call it a good dependable piece of land.
Is there anything in particular you'd call a piece of low-lying land where a lot of grass grows on it?
No, I don't reckon it's we call it an extra name you would call it. Without you just say that old sorry piece of ground over there that I never do make anything on or something like that, you might bang on something like that.
People around here ever use the word meta very much?
Meta?
Yeah.
Not a lot around here that don't really, but always called a meta is where you use